And we're talking about phases. Why we're talking this time of year, I don't know. But if you can build the phases, you'll be able to have a good simcha for Purim. So, start off the famous Gemara in Tainis, on the Rabbah. For a mave amidoyse mavir loikov, so a person who is able to let situations that cause them an insult, pain, whatever it may be, let them pass by, not be machpidic, and continue with a proper relationship with those people. He's Mavirim Menel Kodcha. Hashem takes away all of the days. Pretty good deal. People are not the businessmen. They throw out something worth $1 billion. You know, Kodcha, paid it, I don't know what. We want the Kodesh Baruch Hu not to be marked on all our babies or lack of mitzvahs we're doing. And then when it comes to us, everybody has to behave exactly the way we want. If they don't, our statement used to tell people always, I remember the Mechanicum thing, the Talmud that's causing problems. So we give them advice that they have to sit down with them, give them certain rules, guidelines, things that they can handle. And he says, and if he doesn't do it 100%, it's 100%, it's perfect. No problem, he doesn't have 100%. So could you imagine if HaKadosh Baruch would expect from you 100%? Every Yom Kippur you say, Lo Yato, no more babies. He knows exactly what's going to happen. Even so, let you go. Because he knows that you're in the right direction, you want to be better. Yeah. So, we said that the average person is not even aware how many things he's mapped on. If you die, if you want to work on it, first develop a little bit of sensitivity of different things that happen. So many little things we're so used to being disturbed about them, and we don't even realize it's disturbing us, but it does affect our relationship with others. Be with one's own wife. Different things she says and does is not exactly the way we want. It disturbs us. It's good to pay attention to the things that are disturbing us. And then maybe we can come to reality that there's no reason for disturbance. My wife, I was brought up, so when you're finishing brushing your teeth, you put the cover on the toothpaste. Or I was brought up that you scoop it from the bottom, not from the middle. All kinds of different things. Every time I go into the bathroom and I see that squeeze from the middle, or all kind of little stuff, it bothers me. A person doesn't sit down and pay attention to what's going on. You could go through his entire life like that. And the problem with these things is, aside from the fact that it's wrong, but a person is like a pressure cooker. Different things. This and this, also that. And it's a bunch of nothing. And if we just put everything in place, nothing would ever get to the point that it really disturbs us to the point it just disturbs us. So, you know, like this type of thing, they're squeezing the toothpaste from the middle or from the bottom. It's a joke, but there's this thing. Yeah. If a person just sits down and says, one second, why in the world does she have to squeeze it from the bottom because I squeeze it? Now, maybe I should start squeezing from the middle. I'm not squeezing. I admit it, when we get to the end, it'll be hard. I don't know, squeeze it through afterwards. No damage incurred. Yeah. So anyway, that was avoided that we were supposed to be doing. If you didn't do it last week, you tried to do it this week. He gives other examples of, you know, somebody sat in my seat, or somebody pushed his way into the line. All kind of things like that. Well, that way, I'm just a person that hurt your feelings. What are you supposed to do? We're supposed to just let it go, like we're saying. First of all, the person's honest with it, it doesn't work. Unless you're a very, very high majority. The average person, somebody tells me, you're insulting. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It just, the whole day he's walking around saying it doesn't bother him. But he's thinking about Middle Shemoneh, he's thinking about Hamas, it doesn't bother him. Yeah. Where is it? The Etzem, the Raman Paskins, because you have to each the ish, or you have to mend the ish. Someone does something not nice to you, it's also to hate him and be quiet. Like I said, the Bible shows you, the deep Shalom is Abner and Ume, and you know that Toy, Kisor Shalom is Abner. That was improper behavior. The Sisra Chibu of Avecha, where Rambam learns it is, the Issa the Rice is when, and if you do not react, if you scream at him that I hate you, you're not over the Rice, and if you keep your mouth shut, you're over the Rice. So these people think, I'm Abner Ami Doyzo. I'm not screaming at him. I get him out of Abner Doyzo. Mavi Doshu, they decided cooking like that. So he says, Abba, the right thing is, the mitzvah of the deal, the lame, 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 the People are afraid to talk it out. So it depends. If you know the nature of this person, you can talk it out, it's just going to get worse. And look at that, it's not worth it. But the average person, especially if it's not b'shas ma'ariv, you have to have the right timing also. Someone insulted you and said, why are you doing that? He did it because he was upset at you, and now you're getting even more upset. So rightfully upset, you know. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
But anyway, it has to be done in the proper fashion. But the idea of just harboring the ill feelings within ourselves is awesome. So if he's able to get past it completely, he's a tzaddik. But if you feel the hatred or the anger within yourself, then it's also just leave it that way. You have to find some way of doing it. If you feel that you can't do it yourself, you can see it with somebody else, maybe the other ways you didn't think of doing it. Mastema, that's a word of hatred. So I quote it. It's interesting. He says the lashon of toichocha. The Rashi says toichocha. The chomokim bilu dvarim. We say toichocha means chastising. Toichocha means like toichocha says to prove something, to clarify something. The lashon toichocha, the chomokim bilu dvarim. Clarify the situation. In other words, when somebody hurts your feelings, the toichocha is not to attack him back. Why do you? Toichocha is you said something that hurt me. You must have had some judgment. Maybe we can clarify what's behind it.
Sure will.
It won't happen again. Maybe I did something wrong. To communicate, not just to hold it in. He says, generally speaking, a person prefers to keep his mouth shut. That's because he's running away from the challenge of doing it right. Who says that's the right thing to do? In the course, you have to have continued hard feelings, and you have to deal with it. Today, people, it's even worse than ever before in history, because we're living the time that people want everything to go easy. And therefore, people are afraid of confrontations. But even with their parents with children. Whatever child does or wants, they don't want to tell them anything, because they don't want to have a confrontation with it. Which is wrong. Parents are the mechanism. Do it safely in a way that they discover it. Even if they don't accept it the right way. To find the right way to do it. And if they don't do it, and the child behaves more and more in a fashion we don't want, we didn't gain anything. Because we thought we were saving confrontation, and we're just causing a 24/7 confrontation. Because the relation builds up a frustration that this child is not doing what I want on a constant basis. And I don't discuss it with him, that I build within myself a feeling of negativity towards the child. And when I do that, the child feels that my parents are negative towards me, that of course everything will get worse. There's no gain from it. And sometimes, very often, you need advice, how to do it properly. Like I said, a lot of it is about the timing. A child is misbehaving, whether how he's talking or what he's doing, and the way we want to give them to cope with is as they're doing this and all worked up, get worked up and scream at them. That's the chokha, it's not clarinating. Not for you, not for him. The goal of the chokha is to bring clarity to both sides. Rule number one is, not generally speaking, somebody, a child involved in something dangerous, you have to stop him at the wall. You know, without any explanation, this cannot be done. But if it's not something dangerous, generally speaking, the message that this is something that should not be done, and one should stop, is a meeting message. But the toichocho of trying to clarify with the child, or the spouse, or whoever it may be, that's something to be done later in the game. When things calm down, then we can talk it out and make some clarity about it. So, the Mashgiach is bringing other reasons why people don't. I just said, out of convenience, we don't want to avoid confrontation. That's the modern version. Mashgiach has an old-fashioned version, which may be prevalent in Ogeta today also. So the reason why people generally don't give Teichorah, number one is, by saying that you hurt my feelings, you're admitting that you're not perfect. And my COVID doesn't let me go up to the person and say, you hurt my feelings, because that means why should anything hurt my feelings? It's coming from a type of guy. I don't want him to think that he got away with hurting my feelings. I'm going to show him he didn't hurt my feelings. The whole day I'm talking about it, thinking about it, upset. At least he shouldn't know that. That's ultimately one has to forego this guy that, in order to bring shalom between him and the other person. But once again, this is a shekel. because the person was nifka, he heard from it. And if he's able to get the acid without saying anything, we're talking about the average person, that the hard feelings remain. But number one, he says, it's not the people to tell the other person that he was successful in hurting his feelings. Number two is that I'm so hurt by the other person, deep down, I prefer him to be remain a balavader for his whole life, instead of saying, you know, you're right, I feel bad. Please be more kind. I'm to remain a bad guy. He says, he thinks here that some of this Tetanaria, somebody who knows, shows an answer. So we go to three different Keshbonis. Either laziness, convenience, that's a modern version of it, and the other version is my COVID. I don't want to let him feel that he succeeded in what he did. And number three is it's a type of revenge. He hurt me and he did something wrong. Let him stay as an evil person. So after everything's been done, it's very clear to us that holding things in and not saying them out in the proper fashion is not a positive thing. Unless we're like that big, sad, such a powerful curse of Danakal schools that the Bemet doesn't feel any need. Chazanish, in the movie, we talk about describes this person, which I call it the generation of autobiography of Chazanish. Chazanish basically says, Yikar Nefesh Denan, oh, a wonderful person. He says, when a person hurts him, says something not nice to him, they can say terrible things about him. What do I think? Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. The reason why he's talking like that is he's not Muslim in his midas. And I say, I accept it. You know, I feel bad for him. You're not Muslim in midas. That's step number one. That's easy. Why is it easy? Because it's easy. Because basically, we said, whenever there's a thing between two people, we're basically playing a tough game. It's just like we said, it's hard for me to ask him to give him techofa because I show that he's successful in the thing. So how do I get out of it? I put him down in my mind. It's a never. I mean, his words don't hurt me because he's a nothing. I'm a kosher person. If I visit an insane asylum, and a person that never is mentally impaired comes up to me and starts cursing me out, it hurts my feelings. It's nothing because I know that what he's doing with me, that's his problem. But here, the chazanish doesn't stop over here. If you stop over here, that won't be the chazanish. We can do that also. And he says, together with that, I have to understand this person is a choshev person. I'm not putting him down. He's not perfect, but I'm also not perfect. The Christian is much better than me because I have these imperfections also. That's the right attitude. The mitzvah justify what he's doing. Maybe he had a hard day, and like I said, he's not perfect in his midas, but not chas v'shalom to use it. The way I get out of it is I'm the good guy, he's the bad guy. No, he's better than me. I have no problem accepting he's better than me. And I understand, and it happens, people are not persuaded, but he's a social person, a good person. I don't have to push him down into the ground in order to be motivated. But then he says, and what about my behavior? So it's the same thing. And I insult somebody else. That's a show. By me, the most important thing in my relationship with everybody is to make them feel good. Make them feel good, say nice things to them, and them. And the chas v'shalom, they manage to get me upset. I say something unpleasant to them. Why? I feel so terrible about myself. That's what chas v'shalom says, because it's supposed to be. Now, okay, so he says, oh, sounds like this guy's a real level. Everybody has a great and I'm a bad guy. But he says, he's beautiful lotion, which I don't have in front of him. He says, you would think, since you think, but I'm adding, you would think, like I'm saying, this guy is what I like is not everyone has schools, and when he does something not perfect, he says, this person is living the sweetest life because he has everything in order. He's living with the clarity of the essence of life. And we made the endless, when the other guy says something that would hurt another person, it doesn't hurt him because he has everything so clear. He has the clarity, people are not perfect, and there's nothing wrong with the person. I don't have to push him down, there's nothing to push him down. I don't have to take it personally. And the other side is, other rabbi, I want to protect myself. I don't want to fall into these imperfections. He says, this person is living a life, a sweet life, in the imus, yimina netzach. He's always full of being content, simple, feeling good. In other words, it comes from what makes a person really feel good. If he's playing games, you know, a person doesn't feel good playing games. If he's able to bring himself to the point that he has a clarity of what's the real right way to react to these things. Do I have to be meshubis and my midas rois? Or can I overcome this? And living a life that I'm able to overcome my midas rois, and that becomes my natural reaction, that's the greatest feeling in the world. That was the Chavanish. People called the Chavanish and he was always in a great mood. His nephew, who was a young boy, was by him for a while, told me he was always in a good mood, he was always in a smile. Most of the pictures of him, he was very serious. Most of the pictures were taken when he was a tzaddik. Middle of a bridge. But sort of, he interacted with people, he talked to people, it was very pleasant, very positive. Even though his own life, he had tremendous stuff, physically, and a lot of things that weren't easy. It was mostly simple. It was living in the truth of life, having a clarity of what life is really all about, is the most comforting feeling one could have. Well, this is tough stuff. He wanted to work on this every day to find some different opportunities to give tzedakah to other people. Once again, tzedakah is not. Why did you do that? A lot of things. Okay, maybe we should try it. Just smile in a nice way. And the person says, no, I just want, I want to get along better. And this thing bothers me. And I know, I have no time, so just good to communicate properly. And husbands and wives are very important, this thing. Come on with our wives. Our primary interaction with our wives is to appreciate them. It's important verbally, not just say, think it's understood. Then we're good friends with them. Verbally express our appreciation of different things that are happening on a daily basis. Together with that, if we could say Toshocha in a positive fashion, which is, we start with saying how much we appreciate that, on something, that's Anurag, that shows that's really the Mechabra. The Mechabra of the person, if you're afraid to give the other person Toshocha because you're sure he will not accept it, you're really being the Zalba on the person. So they're not on the level to accept any type of rebuke. They have to have anything the way they want, and you can rebuke them and not accept it. But by the fact that they say, you know, this is the thing that disturbs me, or maybe you're not aware of it, or, you know. If you're willing to say that, it shows that you appreciate it to the point that you feel that otherwise you want to do better. And that's the way it's said. I'm sure you want to do it in a way that doesn't disturb you, but it deserves it. There's ways to say it. Kamuvan, like wise people said, any type of tefillah should start off with stressing how good the person is and end off with that. In the middle of the tefillah, simply pure, unadulterated tefillah. Okay.